Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Everett here. Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live for one of my last times here before we move from the DeVille Square location. And I have, it's Doctor, isn't it?
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Doctor. Yeah, I saw that smile come out big. Dr. Erica Taylor from College of Science and Engineering at UWF. So I want to know, what brings you into my studio?
Well, today I'm coming in to kind of talk about the grant we just received from the National Science Foundation.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, for $650,000, yeah. And how we hope that grant is going to help students from the area in earning their STEM degrees and going on out after they get their degrees at UWF.
Yeah. Okay, so how does one figure out where to distribute or how to distribute that money?
Well, actually, the grant itself has built-in regulations for how much money goes towards the scholarships that will be given to the students. Mm-hmm. The rest of the money is being utilized to fund travel. Grants for the students actually go to different kinds of research conferences, mm-hmm. as well as a little bit of money set aside to bring in speakers from outside that we feel will help the students with professional development.
Very cool.
Yes.
So what is this? Because I don't think a lot of people understand the concept of a STEM program. So lay it on me.
Okay. So STEM is an acronym that's used to stand for science, technology, engineering, and math. Most of the fields or degree programs that fall under STEM are going to be biology, chemistry, mathematics, engineering, computer science, mm-hmm. environmental health and sciences programs, physics. All of these are fields that fall under STEM and have some input of math or science or technology in order for you to be able to work in those areas.
And I know UWF is a huge proponent for them.
Yes, it is. It's the way to go. President Obama, you know, last year stood for the 2020, increasing the number of individuals that we educate in STEM, increasing the number of degrees that are awarded in STEM and the number of people that are actually working in the STEM field by 2020.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, there's a lot of money being driven towards STEM education, towards scholarships for students, towards creating opportunity for STEM students.
Yeah.
So now is the time to be a STEM student.
Yeah, to get in there.
Yes.
So how long did it take you to get through yours?
From
you had to stop and think, so it's been a while.
So I graduated high school in 2001, mm-hmm. went directly into college. I graduated with a bachelor's of science in biology in 2005. So I did it in the 4 years.
Yeah. All right. And then I got bored.
And then I actually took a year off. So in that year off, I did some extra prep professional development by a nationally federally funded program called a post-baccalaureate program, where mm-hmm. it gives you time to kind of spend a little more time preparing for graduate school. I then entered graduate school in August of 2006, and I actually got my doctorate in August of 2013.
Nice.
So from start to finish, with a year off in the middle, about 12 years.
Yeah. So now what?
Were
you going to get the second doctorate?
Yeah. No. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with school. Now I just get to do what I love, which is teaching students and trying to motivate students about what is available after that college degree. Mm-hmm. You know, biology is a degree where you have to get some kind of advanced degree if you want to do anything outside mm-hmm. of that. With a biology degree, you can't even just teach, like, because that takes teacher certification. So any student that majors in something like biology is thinking about getting that master's, going to medical school, going mm-hmm. to dentistry school, or going to get a PhD, because that's what that degree calls for.
Yeah. So what are you finding with, you're teaching students now already? Yeah?
I do teach students now.
Yeah. So what are you finding is their motivation in this kind of stuff?
A passion.
Yeah.
Most of them have a passion for it. Most of them have some idea of always asking why. I think we've all had that person in our family who says, why? Whenever you ask a question mm-hmm. or you say something, they say, why?
And then they say, go away, kid. You're bothering me, right?
I usually tell my nephews that after a while. Yeah. But in that why, that's what it takes in being a scientist. You always want to know why. Why is it like this? How does that work? How can I make it work better? And it's that quest for knowledge or those questions that really drives people who are in the STEM field.
So talk to me about your experience through all of that. I mean, it was all at UWF?
No. So I actually got my bachelor's degree at Prairie View A&M University. Mm-hmm. It's a small school, about 8,000 to 10,000 students outside of Houston, Texas. I got my doctorate from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, which has a undergrad. It has a medical school, a dental school, graduate school. So we got to actually experience and interact with a lot of other students. UWF is actually bigger than my undergrad institution was. But it has some of the things that I think I really loved about my undergrad institution, which is smaller classes, the ability to interact with your faculty, and for the faculty to remember who you are and be engaged in your success once you leave.
Very accessible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're upstairs too, the institute's
upstairs. Yeah, the Innovation Institute.
Yeah, we go up there and play with all the cool toys every once in a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, that at my undergrad institution is what kind of gave me a passion for wanting to be a college professor because my college professors helped me not only figure out the stuff inside the classroom, but kind of all the stuff outside the classroom that nobody tells you college is really about.
nobody teaches you in school.
Nobody teaches you that. And you just kind of are like a deer in headlights sometimes. Yeah.
So you got kind of the inside track to the younger mind or some that hasn't really full on hit the workforce in a sense, right?
In a sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is you've got an open forum to hear some of the new ideas and trends and things that kids are and students are looking for. So like, let me in on some of like what's going on in the classrooms, you know, cause it's never the same or sometimes the same, but it's never the same as what's going on in some of the companies and stuff that I talk to. And there's usually some pretty fresh ideas.
Usually in the classroom, it's all about students trying to figure out where they fit and how what they're learning really is going to help them in their everyday life.
Do you let them know that doesn't stop when they leave college?
I do. The one thing I try to do with my students is take what's in that book and relate it to something that's going on in life. So then when they leave the classroom and they go experience that or they see that, then they come back and they say, hey, that made a lot more sense. I mean, you said that in class and I thought you were really being lame. But then when I saw it, I thought about that and I was like, oh, man, she's brainwashed me. But I remember now it makes more sense.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing is trying to get them to relay what's in that book to real life. And then saying when you have an idea, it doesn't mean it doesn't fit to what's in this book. You just have to figure out how it all connects together because at the end of the day, everything's connected.
So how long was this grant for? Was it a one-time shot or?
Well, so we just got the grant in April. The grant is for 5 years.
Okay.
A total of about $650,000. Of that $650,000, $410,000 of it will be geared towards giving scholarships to students.
Okay.
And those scholarships can range anywhere from $2,000 to $7,000. And as long as they keep the minimum GPA and follow all the guidelines that we've laid out as required activities for those students, then they can have the grant the entire 4 years that they're at UWF.
Very cool.
Yes.
So they're excited a little bit, huh?
We're trying to get as much excitement as possible.
So what else is going on in these fields and especially over there with the university? Because I've had lots of UWF guests and teachers and professors and stuff in here. And in the last 5 years, man, they have just come out of the gate swinging.
I think with the new understanding of how important STEM is and the money that's being geared towards trying to develop programs to increase the students who are actually getting degrees in STEM, it's just a good time to be in the field.
Yeah.
It's a good time to have an idea or think you can actually make a change and apply for funding.
Yeah.
And because the funding is so plentiful, then a lot of people at UWF and at us other institutions are taking advantage of that, especially in the STEM field, to try to give the students the best experience they can while they're in college so they're more prepared for the workforce and for professional school after they leave.
Yeah. Well, and it's working around here too because you can see the growth on the personal and economic level of our community
coming
from things like this. So
definitely.
Awesome.
I think UWF is very well primed for an opportunity like this STEM grant.
No, they've been waiting for something to get, and
because,
you're right.
Because of the area we're in.
Yeah.
Right? We're in an area where we have low income earning families. Mm-hmm. We have a high level of ethnic diversity, and we have a lot of people in the community who don't have a college degree. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest factors is not that they're not talented academically, is that money is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so with us getting this grant, we're hoping to try to reach out and decrease that barrier mm-hmm. of money being an issue, especially if you have the academic ability to succeed.
Yeah. And, you know, and the other cool thing is, too, is that there's a home for them when they're done.
Yes.
I mean, we've got tech here. We've
yes,
got
we
science
do.
Here. I mean, you know, biology up and down all the mm-hmm. entire Gulf Coast. You've got the military here, which, of course, needs a little bit of all of it.
Right. Right?
If not a whole bunch of all of it. Medical and healthcare is huge here.
It
so
is.
There's some pretty pretty good environments for them to walk into when they're done.
Definitely. And the university does have outreach with those different programs. They have outreaches with the military bases. Mm-hmm. They have outreaches with the EPA. There are a lot of students that you'll see, especially in computer science, who will reach out and get internships. And those internships turn into jobs. Mm-hmm. I actually knew a student that just graduated this past May, where he got an internship. That internship turned into a job. So he walked across the stage and already had a job.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go and look for a job because
yeah,
that opportunity, right, that opportunity for that internship was here. And he turned that into, now I have a job, we're a career, and I'm not out looking for a job or trying to figure it out
yeah.
because he had that connection in the beginning when he was still at UWF.
So what's next for you? Or is this going to keep you busy for a little while?
This is going to keep us busy at least for the next 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
We're looking to fund about 20 to 22 students with the scholarships.
Very cool.
And so
have they already started like knocking on the door and sending emails and stuff?
They've already started sending emails. We have sent out emails to students who we are interested in the STEM fields. If students are interested, then they can email us because we're all about getting as many applications as possible.
Yeah.
We really want to make an impact on these students so that they are better prepared once they leave UWF, but they are also ready to succeed for the time that they are there
mm-hmm.
because we're going to be with them from day one of walking sure. into the university until the day they walk across that stage.
Yeah. So how does somebody, if they're interested other than email, and I mean, is there a place they can go where they can kind of see all the fields and what plays into it? Can they come out and take a tour?
They can send us an email if they want to come out and take a tour of just the college and the mm-hmm. different STEM fields. We would happily do that.
Yeah. And they're all grouped together too out on campus, aren't they?
So we're in about two different areas of campus. In one building, in building 4, we have the dean's office for the college. We have math, we have physics, we have engineering.
Mm-hmm.
All in that building.
No and explosives then, in that building.
No explosives.
No
they
fun,
do have rockets.
No, yeah, no fun science stuff over there.
They have rockets and they have the robotics lab.
Okay,
so it is
so
some
yeah,
fun
yeah,
stuff
yeah, okay,
in that
cool.
building.
All right.
And then on say maybe the other side of campus is building 58 where we have the other sciences. So we have biology, we mm-hmm. have chemistry, we have environmental
yeah,
health
that's
and
the fun room.
So, and if they want to blow stuff up,
yeah.
then they can. Over there. We do not advise that. This is a PSA.
Oh, man, I was the kid that built the volcano every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
So, so if they want to come out and, like, yeah. take a tour and kind of see the facility, see the different departments, interact with some of the faculty members
yeah.
in those departments, they can send us an email at the NSF, STEM Scholars, UWF.edu email, or they can email me personally at etaylor4@uwf.edu.
Awesome. And she likes chocolate and roses for anybody that wants to make an impression.
Not big on chocolate. Save the money on the roses. Donate it to a charity.
Put it towards your scholarship. Very cool. Anything else you guys got going on coming up? I mean, I know y'all are really active in the community here.
The next thing we do, and the other thing we're really excited about along with this grant, is that in fall,
mm-hmm.
we will be launching the STEM Living Learning Community. And so, backing up, a Living Learning Community is a floor or sometimes a entire dorm on mm-hmm. a campus where students of like majors or like interest mm-hmm. actually live together. In this case, we will have a floor in one of the dorms where all the students who are STEM majors live together. We have selected the students. There will be 54 students
like
total.
Real world on steroids.
It's sort of, but all for the positive.
Yeah.
And it'll be a mixture, mostly freshmen. We do have some sophomores, juniors, and seniors mixed in, and the resident assistants are upper level successful STEM majors.
Yeah.
And what we hope to do with that is create programming that's specific for STEM students. Being a STEM student and a STEM major is hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's harder than most because it's jam-packed with science. It's jam-packed with math.
Yeah, your brain hurts when you go home.
Not if you love those things. But sometimes it takes, when students are freshmen, the ability to know what are successful habits, what are good habits, what are not good habits. And so by establishing the STEM LLC, we're hoping to put those students into that day one. These are the things that you do to lead to success. These are the things that are going to help you. This is the way you study. You need study groups, but also the thing that really you see with students succeeding, especially in STEM, is when they have a sense of community. And so those students in that living learning community will have that sense of community. They have that sense of, you're in here on the front lines, just like me, in the same classes. We're trying to get to the same place so we can work together to get there. And that takes away some of the barrier that some students may have, which is being shy or not open to actually approaching people, which people in the STEM field sometimes are more shy and more of introvert.
Yeah.
And so that takes away that barrier and gives them the first chance of establishing, this is my tribe.
Yeah.
And me and my tribe will take over the world together.
Yeah, exactly.
And so with the goal of getting across that stage with that degree.
Yeah. So, did the sociology department come up with like the most perfect thesis ever and then we've decided to implement it, or?
No. So this has been a practice that's been happening, I want to say, the last like 20 to 30 years on college campuses.
Really?
Usually you see it, or you initially saw it with like fraternities and sororities, and then that idea.
Let's face that they don't always teach the best habits.
They don't. But this living learning community idea is a really good one, because what you'll find is students who are good, but on paper may not look like they're going to be the best student. You put them in an atmosphere with other students who on paper look like they're the best students, and those students rise to the occasion because they say, hey, if we're all in here and we're all doing the same thing and we're all trying to get to the same point, I can be just as good as you, because it's human nature to want to be just as good as those who you interact with every day.
I would love to just hang out, because then I'd be the dumbest guy in the room and I'd learn a whole lot.
You would probably learn a whole lot about science, as well as a whole lot of pop culture things as well. So that's the good thing about these students, is they're into the science, but they also have lives outside of the science that doesn't just revolve around video games.
Yeah.
That's a myth. All scientists are not good at video games. I suck at them.
Yeah. Very good. Well, I don't play them at all, and I don't do the science either. So. I think there is a majority out there that just does not do it. So
definitely.
Well, I want to thank you for hanging out with us today.
Of course.
Did we miss anything?
Yeah, we missed one of the coolest parts about this grant. So one of the best things that we were reviewed on for the grant was the establishment of this STEM for Life seminar series. And it's a new idea, and it's actually going to kind of grow as we move on in the years of the grant, because it's a 4-year seminar course. And so all the students who are awarded the scholarships will enter into the course, and every year has a theme. And the themes are set up for the students to have the best success at college and be prepared for whatever they're going to do when they leave UWF, be it enter the workforce or go to graduate school.
Right.
So in the first year, we're all about looking at college survival skills and how to maximize college. Like, how do we do college and do college well in the first year? The second year, we're going to be geared towards looking at scientific literature and research skills, because being in STEM fields, you have to read the literature. There are going to be papers published. There are ways to actually look at those papers, read through them to understand. We're going to expose them into, how do I get an internship or research opportunities being an undergraduate student? In the third year, we move into research and communication skills. One of the main things I think is important to know, you can know everything in the world, but if you don't know how to communicate that in a way for other people to understand,
like layman's terms,
really know nothing.
Yeah.
And so in year three, that's what we're focused on. How do you communicate, be it written, be it oral? Do you communicate, and how do you communicate well?
Right.
And then in year four, we're going to be looking at career preparation and life after UWF. What are you geared towards doing? Are you trying to enter the workforce? How does your resume look? What kind of connections do you have? Do we need to help you make connections with individuals that can help you? Or if you're going to graduate school, have you done those applications? What do your letters of recommendation look like? Mm-hmm. Are you doing those on time? Because
right,
deadlines
sure.
matter. And so across this 4-year seminar series, the students will get to learn what it takes to succeed in college, what it takes to succeed after the fact, the steps in between to get from day one of coming to UWF to day one of job or day one of graduate school. And hopefully in that, finding out what their strengths and weaknesses are and building up those weaknesses so they're more complete, well-rounded, not only academic individual, but social, professional.
Sure. So it's a life coach for like 4 years, right?
It's like a life coach. Well, they actually will have a couple of other things where they do get career coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And they will get that from one of the four principal investigators. So the grant itself had four principal investigators, Dr. Karen Molick, myself, Dr. Mike Huggins, who's also the dean of the Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering, and Dr. Muhammad Kabu, who is the chair of engineering. And so in the year, students will meet with us twice and we'll talk about where are you in your career goals. Let's talk about the successes you had and champion those. Let's talk about those failures and how you can succeed next time. Right? Because failures doesn't mean you failed. It just means, hey, it didn't work that
try
way.
Something different.
But let me try something different.
Yeah.
And so twice a semester, we sit down and we have those conversations. And that'll be that career coaching to try to get them to start to think, all right, if this doesn't work, what is the next avenue?
Right.
And I think a lot of times that's something that if you go through a lot of failures and you have no one to give you guidance about figuring out what's plan B or C or Z, because sometimes it takes plan Z, then you kind of get discouraged.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping to try to build them up for the future now by being able to sit down and go through those things with them.
Well, and to honestly analyze those things that didn't, you know, work out in the first place.
Right.
You know,
right.
A lot of people, when they fail, the last thing they want to do is talk about it.
Right. Well, you know, I'm old now, or my students think I'm old. But I tell them a lot because I teach mostly freshmen and I tell them a lot. The hardest things to do is one, admit when you've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Two, own up to that mistake to other people.
Yep.
But three, try to figure out what it was that led to that mistake and work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that introspection that usually takes us a very long time to get to after being able to say, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
And so we're
hoping. Stop beating yourself up. Everybody does it. You're only human.
Yeah. We're hoping to get them to look at that and say, whoa, this was a mistake or this was a failure. How can I do it better? How can I adjust to be better next time?
Very cool. Well,
I'm excited as well.
You're excited. That's cool. You got some passion here. I like it.
I love what I do. I tell people every day, I have my dream job. To be able to work with students and inspire them the way I was inspired when I was in college, I feel like that's end all be all. In college, if you had to say, what's your dream job? I would describe what I'm doing right now.
Very cool. Good for you.
Like, there's no bad day because I love what I do.
See, that's when it's not work anymore.
Exactly.
It's not how much money you make. It's how you make your money.
Exactly.
I'm with you 100%.
Right.
So UWF is glad to have you, I'm sure.
And I am happy that they gave me a home.
Well, you know, Florida's okay. I think it's better than Texas. That's just me.
I mean, it's, you know.
Certainly better than Roll Tide.
I would agree with that as well.
All right. I'm a Seminole, so, you know, we gotta throw them some trash every now and then.
Well, I got to say, go Argos.
There you go. That'll work.
All right.
Yep. You guys are starting when? This fall, aren't you?
This fall, yeah. We're starting up football this fall.
Yeah, we'll see each other again. We got some inside stuff going with, hopefully, with some of the football stuff that's going on.
Awesome. Well, I'll be looking forward to it.
Well, let's give your contact information one more time.
My email address is etaylor4@uwf.edu. If you're interested in applying for the scholarship or coming out to see the STEM facilities, then you can email us at nsfs STEMSCHOLARS at UWF.edu.
Perfect.
All right.
So who do we call when we want to shoot rockets and make volcanoes in the chemistry lab?
I can probably hook you up with somebody to make the volcanoes in the chemistry lab. To shoot rockets, we'd have to talk to somebody in engineering.
Yeah, all right.
But I know some people.
You know some people?
I know some people.
That'll work for me. So, all right, you guys, you can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook. And you can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Thanks again for coming in and hanging out.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, have a great day. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.